We are Two Book Ramblers,
a podcast to get you to read beyond the lines.
Like Elvie said, the sun's down and the moon's pretty, it's time to ramble
about books.
Today in Two Book Ramblers, Seeing Red, books with the color red in the title.
Colors in general have been associated with many things, feelings, holidays, ideologies, even individuals. But the symbolism associated with red is probably one of the oldest and better known. Such a symbolic color had to find its way into books, obviously, and not anywhere, but in a prominent place, since several authors have chosen red to be part of the titles of their books. What follows is a list of such instances. Let's start with The Red Tent by Anita Diamant. And this novel is set during the times of the biblical Old Testament. And the book follows the story of Dinah, which is a minor character mentioned briefly in Genesis, the first book of the Bible. And she is the daughter of Jacob and sister to his 12 sons. And the red tents refers to the place where women are relegated during their periods and during childbirth. And Dinah's story tells us what it was like to be a woman during that time. If the book inspires you to travel, there is a company we found called Red Tent Tours for Women that specializes in tours of Israel, and it's only for women. They state in their website that the company is non-denominational and it is not affiliated with any organization or cause. Their only objective is to bring women together and to enjoy traveling.
Another book with red in the title is My Name is Red by Oren Pamuk. This novel from a Nobel Prize winner is a mystery and a love story set in the 16th century Istanbul. And in it, the Sultan wants to produce an illuminated book in honor of his reign, but since representations of the human figure are considered offensive in Islam, his work has to be done in secret. One of the artists involved in the production of the book goes missing, and the only clues to his disappearance can be found in the unfinished illuminations. If you ever find yourself in Istanbul and loved My Name is Red, there is one place you should not miss. It's the Topkapi Palace. This is the place where the miniatures in the novel worked. There is another must-visit spot for book lovers in Istanbul. It's the Minwa Bookstore and Cafe. While in there, enjoy floor-to-ceiling bookshelves and Turkish coffee. We would also like to recommend two recipes we like from Ottoman cuisine that pair very well with this book. We found a traditional recipe for red lentil soup from the Turkish Cultural Foundation and a recipe for red pepper and tomato salad from the spruceeats.com. Both recipes are linked on our page.
Another book with red in the title is Autobiography of Red by Anne Carson. And this is a novel in verse in which the narrator starts telling us his story when he's just 5 years old, during a childhood that is filled with tragic events. And he grows up to be a young man and also a winged red monster, Gyron. And Gyron is a mythical being in Greek mythology, which was the 10th labor of Hercules. And in this modern recreation of Hercules and Gyron, the two young men fall in love. The 1999 paperback cover for this book is the one that we have chosen for our cover gallery this week, for its evocative minimalism and for the highlight of the color red. And by Stendhal, we have The Red and the Black. And in this novel, Julian is a man of humble beginnings who uses hypocrisy and intrigue to advance in 19th century society in Paris. And he seems to be succeeding, everything is going his way, until an unexpected and quite tragic event takes place. If you like foreign films, there is a French adaptation of The Red and the Black from 1997.
And now it's time for a six-word review. We have chosen Red Azalea by Angie Min, and it's a memoir of the author's life in communist China. Here's my review. Disturbing childhood during Mao's last years. You can give us your six-word review in our page.
Another book with red in the title is Red Rising by Pierce Brown. And here the author writes about a future society in which humans have finally achieved space travel. And in this fictional future, there's a caste system that is color-coded, where Reds happen to be the lowest class. And in this story, there's a young man, a Red, who lives as a miner in Mars, and he soon realizes how other upper colors have been exploiting Reds. So he infiltrates the upper gold caste and takes a stand for his future. There is a quote in the book that has inspired a blog called Fiction to Fashion to create an outfit based on this YA novel. The quote is, "There is a flower that grows in Mars. It is red and harsh and fit for our soil." The picture of the outfit and information regarding where to purchase every item can be found in our page. It has a beautiful red tunic with red flats, a copper metallic pant, and golden accessories.
There are books that explain how Red has helped shape history and art. We're pairing the following two titles for our weekly book versus book.
And my pick is A Perfect Red by Amy Butler Greenfield. Cochineal red was a dye used by the Aztecs to produce red, and it was introduced in Europe through Spain. And this red dye was a sensation when it got to Europe. It produced the brightest shade of red ever seen until then. And the Spanish monopoly over this red dye lasted 3 centuries, during which time pirates, scientists, and even spies attempted to find the source of this fascinating red color.
And my pick is Red, History of a Color by Michelle Pastoureau. The author tells us how the history of red is the social, religious, artistic, and political history of the Western world. The book illustrates how through the centuries, red has fallen in and out of favor and has carried different connotations and symbolism.
You can cast a vote for your favorite in our page, tobookramblers.com. We're going to make a brief pause and we're going to come back for guesswork. Welcome back. Let's start by revealing the answer to last week's guesswork, and that was Pale Fire by Vladimir Nabokov.
There's a very popular book with red as part of its title, which has been adapted into the big screen. That is our guesswork for this week. Here is the first line.
Captain First Rank Marco Ramius of the Soviet Navy was dressed for the Arctic conditions normal to the Northern Fleet submarine base at Poliarny.
And here's an excerpt from page 69.
"General," the president said firmly, "we will not, repeat not, be part of the imprisonment or murder of men whose only desire is to return to home and family. Is that understood?" He looked around the table. "If they know we have her, they'll want her back. And they will know we have her from the crewmen who want to return home. In any case, big as this thing is, how could we hide her?"
Can you guess the title? There was a big giveaway in the excerpt. If you think you know it, you can let us know on our page, tobookramblers.com.
Before we say goodbye, let me tell you about 3 books being released this week that I would love to recommend. The first one is Moonflower Murders by Anthony Horowitz. And this is the second installment of the Susan Rayland series. And we get to read again about her, the famous editor, and Alan Conway, the writer. And we meet Susan again as she runs a small hotel in Greece, when one day, a couple arrives telling her a story about a murder that happened in London, where their daughter got married. And Alan Conway knew the victim and based his next book on that crime. And that's the premise of an engaging novel full of unpredictable turns. The second book I would like to recommend is The Fabric of Civilization by Virginia Postrel. And this is a thoroughly researched nonfiction book that tells us how the history of civilization can be told through the history of fabric. The author tells us how the business of textiles had advanced arts, disseminated technologies, and shaped economies. And this book is thorough, covering even 3D knitting, and it's also global because it shows us that the world is tied together by fabric. Another book coming out this week is Black Hole Survival Guide by Jana Levin. And Jana is an astrophysicist who writes books for those of us who would like to read about these abstract and complicated phenomena in a voice that makes them accessible and entertaining. And in this book, you might have guessed from the title, she intrigues us about black holes. And I would like to point out that the book is illustrated with original artwork by Leah Halloran.
I'm sure there are many other titles with red in them. You can share them with us in the comments.
If you would like to purchase any of the books covering our show today, you can visit our TBR Bundles page for a list of titles.
If you enjoyed our show, rate us and review us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Until next time, do as Shakespeare said,
and love all,
trust a few,
do wrong to none.